When America is faced with a tragedy, Americans expect a leader to step up to the plate and bring the country together, not fuel the flames and make things worse. Joe Biden ran on being that guy. In 2017, in the midst of Charlottesville, Biden emerged to tell Americans that there was no better guy in Washington to unite the country. He promised he would fight for what he called the soul of America. In his first visit to Buffalo, New York, a city mourning after a racist nut job went on a shooting spree, Joe Biden treated it like it was just another campaign stop, where instead of uniting a broken city, he used it to blame America for being complicit in white supremacy.
White supremacy is a poison. It's a poison running through our body politic. And it's been allowed to fester and grow right in front of our eyes. No more. I mean, no more. We need to say as clearly and forcefully as we can that the ideology of white supremacy has no place in America. Failure for us to not say that, failure in saying that, is going to be complicity. Silence is complicity.
Joe just has to say it, Janet. No more! No more! That means no more inflation. No more complicity. No more white supremacy.
No more printing fake money. No more opening up the border and creating crisis that we can't deal with. No,
no more.
That's a long list.
I know.
Right there.
He's going to be busy.
Busy.
He might need a second term.
And what was the term he used? The soul of America?
Oh, yes. He's fighting for the soul of America.
He sold the soul of America. Yeah, well, there's nothing left.
He sold it down the river.
At this point.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Why? Why? Always negative to open the show. Why?
It's just I'm letting people know what the president said yesterday. You and I speculated whether he would be a voice of healing or a voice of
pouring gas
division.
Yeah.
And? You know?
And we were right. Yeah. It was B.
It was B, unfortunately. And we have some highlights of the, if you can call them highlights or lowlights, of the speech yesterday in Buffalo after he, you know, confronted the situation and consoled the family privately. He came out and spanked the nation. Well, only those that voted against him did he spank, really.
What I think is interesting, and it was to the point yesterday that I couldn't even watch the coverage anymore, is how many people went out of their way to make sure that they said that this man did not have a mental disorder.
Well,
that he's not suffering mentally. And how you can read that just cut and paste, weird, you know, and not acknowledge that as having mental illness.
Yeah.
I mean, and his past behavior. I mean, he was identified as being mentally ill.
Yeah.
Am I correct in that?
They had him in for 20 hours. And evaluated him because...
He was flagged.
Well, he was flagged because in his... Supposedly, his one of his classes, he wrote, what do you want to do in the future? He said, basically, mow people down.
Right.
You know, and they...
That's not normal.
No, it's not.
And he was flagged for mental illness. Mm-hmm. So people can get up there and they can say that that's not what it is, all they want to, and we're still ignoring the problem.
Yeah.
And blaming the guns and white people.
Mm-hmm.
And
white supremacists in
particular. No. There were several people yesterday.
Oh, just blame
white
people
watched
across the board.
And then the one gentleman came back and said, particularly white supremacists.
Yeah.
But
it's just white people.
He lumped the, you know, white people. And then, and of course, my thought with that would be, if a white person came out there and lumped all black people together and then said, oh, and especially the militant, you know, terrorist organizations, you know, especially them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That would not
no,
work.
It
so
would be
I
wrong.
Finally just had to go, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah, it's wrong on either side.
Yeah.
But.
Well, let's change gears here. It is Wednesday.
Janet, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo! Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
Guess what day it is?
Anybody?
Anybody?
Anybody? Janet, guess what today is? Today is...
It's hump day.
Day. Hump day!
That means we're halfway over.
Almost. This week, as I predicted, is going very quickly. So
that's because you need as much time as possible.
I know.
You got a wedding.
Yeah.
And it's...
Yeah, yeah.
The sands of time are running faster this week.
And I will tell you, my son called me yesterday.
In a panic.
Ugh. He is not the only thing he's panicky about is the temperatures. He's like, it's gotta be like 94 degrees.
Did you tell him his DJ showing up in shorts and a Hawaiian shirt?
I said, oh, I think we go with the whole Tommy Boy thing. You know? We just go the whole Tommy Boy theme. All the men are wearing the shorts.
Right.
Remember he would wear the shorts and the blazer and the polo and then he could just pull it off.
Right.
I say we embrace that.
Yeah, I'm with you. I am with you. I do need to let him know that I require now a 4 foot tall industrial fan.
I need to see if I can
one of those.
If I can get lots and lots of fans. That's really important.
Oh wow.
So
yeah, it's gonna be a warm one this weekend.
Yeah, a little bit. It's gonna be a little warm.
A little bit of extreme the other direction.
I mean, and in May.
Like, yeah, really? I know.
What 90, are the odds of that?
94?
94.
Yeah, it's just like, wow.
Well, the good news is, at least, at least it's on water and we've got some...
We can go down and jump in the pond.
Maybe. We might have to.
Right.
It could happen. Mm. All right, here's our thought of the day for this Wednesday. Knowledge is limited, but imagination encircles the world.
Wow.
Yeah, like that.
It does.
Like that. It's limitless. So that's good. Our Mind Jam trivia today.
Wow.
Our text number is 434-248-0704. We would love for you to participate.
Pretty heavy today.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's about tension. This simple task can relieve tension, though.
Okay.
In fact, it can put you in a state of self-improving your well-being. Studies show it can reduce stress and build strong immune systems. The benefit of lowering stress levels results in a more relaxed mind and body, resulting in a better you and me, Janet. What is that task that we do that can do all those things?
Well, maybe I should have been doing whatever this is while I was watching the news yesterday, evidently.
So it's a task that you could do that could just help you improve your overwhelming well-being.
Relaxes your mind and body. All right.
Works on your immune system.
Goodness. That's a lot of stuff.
It is a lot of stuff. It must be some kind of essential oil or something.
Well, it says a task.
I know, but it has to be a task that involves essential oil kittens.
And kittens.
It has to have kittens
and
around
perhaps
somewhere.
An ice cream sundae. We're not sure.
Little cats.
On this day. What on earth? Where did you get that?
Oh, it's for later.
Oh, my. On this day in history, 1933, the Tennessee Valley Act is signed by FDR. This is where we start building dams.
Yeah. I'll be darned.
I grew up around Holston Dam.
Holston? Okay.
Tennessee. That was one of the first ones that they built.
How about that?
In 1980, Mount St. Helens erupts in Washington State, causing the largest landslide in history. It killed 57 people, cost $1 billion in damage.
And oh, the still shots that were shot that day, and here's the story behind it.
Gary Lee Rosenquist had camped out overnight at Bear Meadow, 8 miles northeast of Mount St. Helens. 27 years old and unemployed, he was hoping to get some good pictures of the mountain to help launch a career in photography. He got off to a good start. This sequence of photos was taken during the first 60 seconds of the mountain's eruption, beginning shortly after 8:30 on Sunday morning. Rosenquist and four friends barely made it out, jumping into their car and driving as fast as they could with volcanic ash and gases, as well as rocks and mud moving up rapidly behind them.
That's the real deal. That's not a movie. That's CGI. That really happened to these guys. And, of course, those still shots are so iconic now. He launched his career.
Yeah.
No doubt.
But, you know, I remember, of course, I was in school then, but mm-hmm. I remember hearing this story and the kids talking about it. And I was like, I thought the only volcanoes we had were in Hawaii.
Right, right.
I didn't realize we had them inland. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was a big story.
And the ash just went for hundreds of miles. And yeah. It was amazing.
Yeah, crazy.
Hope it doesn't ever happen again.
And in 1995, Braveheart, directed by Mel Gibson and starring Mel Gibson, premieres at the Seattle Film Festival.
That's Janice.
My
heart beating.
It was Best Picture in 1996. I did like Braveheart, even though it was really long.
Yeah, it was long.
What will you do without freedom? Will you fight? We will run, and we will live. All right?
You may
fight
live.
And you may die. Run, and you'll live. At least a while. And dying in your beds, many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
That's right.
Gosh,
that's what I'm talking about.
Hearing that.
And I also, The Patriot. I love The Patriot,
that was
too.
A good movie, too. Yeah.
Just that. Love it. Mm. Got some birthdays today.
Yeah.
The only person that could make my heart pitter-patter even more than Mel's.
This next guy.
Yeah. George Strait, turning 70.
Amarillo by morning. Up from San Antonio. Everything that I got is just what I've got on. Do you love me? Do you wanna be my friend? And if you do, well then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no.
Got one more for you here.
Well, excuse me, but I think you've got my chair.
Gosh, he's still going out and doing concerts and making the ladies swoon.
Well,
and
I mean, he's lived a good, clean life, mm-hmm. been married to the same woman since he got out of the military,
mm-hmm.
and started the Ace in the Hole band.
Yeah.
Just has formed a really successful partnership with the songwriter that wrote, I think, every song he played.
Really? Wow.
And there's a documentary out there about that.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just a great example of an all-American man.
Yep.
Just really pretty special. This next lady having a birthday, turning 52 years old today. Funny lady.
Yeah, say maybe she's the girl next door, the funny one that made you laugh.
None of this is mine. I live in 3B, this is 13B. You know what? I'm going to say it. Women should not deliver the mail.
Tina Fey, 52.
Ah, girl!
Oh, God.
Dr. Barrett, there's someone at your door.
Thanks, Oswald. Oswald was just helping me hang some pictures.
I live in the basement, so I have all the nails.
Ooh. I'm Drew. Sorry, I smell like frosting. Just love to bake.
What movie is this?
30 Rock.
I want to go to there.
Oh, it's 30 Rock. Okay.
The music sounds like a Hallmark little like music bed in the background there. Yeah.
Yeah. It sounded like it was a movie. I've seen some of the 30 Rock and it was funny.
Yeah.
But Alec Baldwin, I just can't abide by.
Yeah. He's a hard one. Yeah. There's no doubt about it.
Michael Tate of the Newsboys and of DC Talk.
Yeah.
Is having a birthday, turning 56.
My God's not dead. He's surely alive. He's living on the inside. Rolling like.
Had a chance to shake his hand once with DC Talk. Guy's still rocking it at 56. So is Toby Mac, for that matter.
Yeah.
Toby Mac, as successful as ever.
They haven't slowed down much, that's for sure.
Kevin, on the other hand, I'm not sure what Kevin's doing. He's writing poetry somewhere in a corner.
Whatever works.
Yeah, whatever works.
Live your best life.
Yes, exactly.
Alan Leach having a birthday today off Downton Abbey, turning 41.
How would I describe Tom Branson?
But I'm a socialist, not a revolutionary. And I won't always be a chauffeur.
I think the most powerful moments for Tom Branson in Downton had to be the death of his wife. And then I think one of the most powerful things as well was his acceptance of the family and his relationship with Mary. It was one of my favourite things to play throughout, was how Tom Branson and Lady Mary became brother and sister, really. Mm.
Yep. That it movie, was, there's so another good. Movie, or I there is a movie coming up.
That another one is coming out.
Mm-hmm.
The wife died pretty early in Downton Abbey.
Mm-hmm.
The younger sister, she was really beautiful.
Yeah.
But he's great, great actor. And then we have Francesca Battistelli having a birthday today, turning 37 years old.
I lost my key.
I can relate.
In the great unknown.
Which was somewhere in my house. Gosh, she's living my life. Lost my keys, can't find my phone.
I can't listen to that song without thinking about a women's event that I went to.
Oh, really? Okay.
And there was a group of ladies that were very sweet, mm-hmm. and they butchered that song.
Oh, really?
In a way that I've never... somebody was playing the piano, and they're
right.
like, I lost my keys wow. in the great unknown. And I'm just going, oh, no. Well, and you know I get the church giggles.
Oh, I know.
And it wasn't, except it wasn't that on pitch.
Right.
And so I had to go up right after they sang.
Right.
And I've got the video somewhere, and mm-hmm. you've got me coming up going, okay.
What just happened?
Thank you so much for that. Oh,
boy.
Painful.
Yeah, really.
Here's something that's not painful, though. Our Mind Jam trivia.
This simple task can relieve stension? That's kind of like stress and tension all together.
I guess.
Tension. In fact, it can put you in a really good state of mind, improving well-being. Studies show it reduces stress, helps your immune system to be built stronger. It's a task. It helps your mind, your body, gosh, resulting in a better you. What could that task possibly be, Janet?
We're getting all kinds of guesses, including making your bed.
Okay.
Mowing the lawn.
Mowing the lawn.
Well, I will say, I think for some men,
yeah,
that could be true, maybe.
I can go with it. I can go
with it. My Mark gets a little zen when he's doing his baseball stripes on the front lawn.
Oh, he does those. Okay.
He really does. I mean, our lawn always looks crazy good, but it looks like, you know, if you build it, they will come. That's I'm expecting Shoeless Joe to walk out of the woods at any minute.
Oh, wow.
So those were some of the guesses. We'll be back with the answer.
Okay. Sounds good.
Are you gonna take me home tonight? Oh, down beside that red firelight.
Morning Jam.
You make the rockin' world go round.
Call Janet and Mark.
434-534-8500. Or toll free 866-916-3776. Call the Morning Jam.
The Morning Jam.
Baby, write this down. Take a little note to remind you in case you didn't know. Tell yourself I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down.
George Strait.
Okay, George, I will.
Write his phone number down.
I don't want you to go.
Yes.
Baby, write this down.
70 years old today.
And he makes 70 look really good.
Yeah.
Of course, he's active. You know, he's a cowboy.
Yeah.
Still riding and roping and all that
stuff. Yeah,
good stuff. Well, a lot of you put your guesses in for our Mind Jam trivia. We were talking about a task that can help you relieve tension.
Yeah, it can improve your self well-being. It reduces stress, helps your immune system. Gosh, it helps your body and your mind relax. I thought it was a nap.
That's not a task.
Well,
only you would write that down as a things to do today. Take a nap.
Right.
You and Nick, apparently. He also sent that in.
Oh, wow. Way to go, Nick.
The answer is washing dishes. But like actually washing the dishes.
Right,
with
not the
suds.
Dishwasher.
Yeah. The suds and the water and thing.
Okay. I can see that. I mean, there's times when, you know, the wife's made a nice meal. Mm-hmm. And I say, honey, let me do the dishes, you know, and I'll flip on something to listen to or something to watch on the little window sill and then do dishes.
My Mark does that. It's mm-hmm. very sexy mm-hmm. when a guy does that, right. especially if you've done all the cooking. Today is National No Dirty Dishes Day.
No way.
It is. Say no to dirty dishes.
Wow.
So here's a few facts on that. Did you know, I didn't know this, the first paper plate mm-hmm. was invented in 1867.
By a man, I'm sure.
It was invented by a man,
mm-hmm.
which you would think it would have been invented by a woman.
Yeah.
It's because the man didn't want to do the dishes, right. I guess. And then our first dishwashing detergent started being produced in the U.S. Mm-hmm. in the 30s.
Okay.
So, and do you know what Americans order, the number one food they order to avoid doing dishes?
Pizza.
There. Yep.
Yeah.
Just, hands down.
Well, here's the thing. The pizza box and the paper plate burn really nice in the barrel.
Just saying.
So, just burn those dishes.
Burn, baby, burn.
Yeah.
All right. I get it.
Of course, on days you're allowed to burn, of course, after 4 o'clock.
Well, here's the thing. It's No Dirty Dishes Day, mm-hmm. so just do things that, you know, you don't have to do dishes for.
Yeah, so make it happen. Go All right. Go out to eat and let somebody else.
Order a pizza.
Order pizza. That works too.
Kimberly McBroom's on the way. She's going to get us updated on the headlines you need to know about.
Mm-hmm.
And we look forward to spending this Wednesday with you.
Yeah, and we're going to have a forecast too coming at you that's going to talk about some temperatures going off the charts for the weekend.
And currently, I'm sorry, I'm still a little upset over that whole thing, but I'm okay. Mm-hmm. Our temperatures this morning, I'm getting there. Hold on.
That's okay. Keep
54
going.
Degrees in Roanoke and Salem, mm-hmm. 54 in Bedford, Lynchburg, 55 in Danville, 53 in Appomattox. So Todd Starnes mm-hmm. said drawl.
Mm-hmm.
What is a drawl?
I think
he meant drawl.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, if you can't Biscuit. Say draw, you probably shouldn't put it in your title. That's all I'm saying. And you may not use the term biscuit either. So there. Drawl.
Okay.
And going to be firing off an email here shortly.
As the temperatures continue to warm up here in the studio, temperatures are climbing. We just talked about it. So we should be aware of what's going on with our pets when it comes to temperatures. Folks in from Bedford, the Friends of Bedford County Animal Shelter, want to remind us that leaving our furry kids in the car, even for a few minutes, is not good because our cars heat up rather quickly. It's also important to prioritize where their paws are when they walk. It's another interesting thing because of the concrete. Just a rule of thumb: put your hand on it, see how hot it is. Explains Stacy Epperson. I know Stacy. I've met her in the past. She's with the Friends of Bedford County Animal Shelter. The amount of heat that goes through their body can cause them to have a stroke. Mm. It can blister their little pads on their feet. She says, think about walking the dogs in the grass and even do that in the morning if you can make that work out. It's very, very important.
And we're getting up into the 90s, so yeah. It's going to be. And I was at a place yesterday, and they had a little dog that they left in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, the cars heat up really quickly.
Yeah.
And I've got leather seats. I mean, those get
oh,
get
yeah,
hot.
They're hot in and of themselves, yeah.
But and it was a little dog. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't leave Rogan, and right. I certainly wouldn't leave a little.
Well, you wouldn't leave Rogan in the car for different reason if he had leather seats. You might come back, and there's a lot of foam exposed.
Boy, you chew up one pillow and you're labeled for life. U.S. Department of Labor has recovered $198,000 for 19 workers denied overtime pay by the Timberlake Road La Coretta. That according to a news release. According to the Labor Department, a company identified as Jalisco Incorporated owns the restaurant. The company was found by the U.S. Department of Labor Wage and Hour Division to have violated the overtime and record-keeping requirements of the Federal Labor Fair Labor Standards Act. The release stated the owner was paying employees straight time wages instead of overtime for hours in excess of 40 hours in a work week and failed to maintain accurate records of employees' work hours. The company will pay $99,480 in back pay and an additional $99,480 in liquidated damages, totaling $198,961, according to the release sent on Monday. The restaurant's manager has not made a comment. They stated that restaurant employees are essential workers and employers must pay them all the rightful wages to enable for them to provide for their families and for themselves. That according to the district director in Richmond.
Wow. Okay.
Please don't shut down my Margarita.
Yes, Janet.
Sorry.
Pleading.
I had a momentary.
I know.
Right now.
I understand. You like La Coretta. I do too.
I know.
Many people do.
I know.
Just keep good books, guys, and try to fix that thing, and you can come out of that hole, because it's a big hole.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I believe
it's a lot of Speedy Gonzaleses right there.
It's a whole lot right there. Hey, the least of these ministries, it's in Roanoke. They're bringing us the fifth annual Hustle for Home, the Homeless 5K Run. It's going to be through the streets of downtown Roanoke this coming Saturday, May 21st. The event helps the organization continue to offer such things as showers, laundry, housing for those living on the streets in the Roanoke Valley. The purpose of the Hustle for the Homeless is twofold, says the founder, Don Sandoval. The first purpose, to create awareness for the issue in homelessness throughout the valley. The second is to raise money to continue to offer those resources that we just mentioned before to the folks out there just struggling. Some of them just in that transition from, you know, maybe losing a home into trying to get back on their feet. The race is going to begin at 8. It's going to be at 321 Marshall Avenue near First Baptist Church. Participants can either run or walk, and it's going to be a walk or run going by a lot of historical landmarks in the area. If you would like to register online, you can do that before Friday. It's going to be $30 per person by Friday, but then it'll go up to $40 on Saturday.
Well, a part-time member of the West Virginia National Guard, who authorities say was wearing a sweatshirt that read, "Yes, I'm a Trump girl," mm-hmm. inside the U.S. Capitol Rotunda, has been charged with participating in the January 2021 riot.
Mm.
Court documents show Jamie Lynn Ferguson was arrested last week in Lynchburg. She's scheduled for an initial appearance yesterday. Mm-hmm. Among the charges she faced is entering and remaining in a restricted building. Video footage shows her wearing a hooded sweatshirt with the phrase, "Yes, I'm a Trump girl," and carrying a backpack. Ferguson told FBI agents she was in the rotunda area for about 40 minutes.
Well, just wearing the shirt, "I'm a Trump girl," should be enough to pretty much put her away for life.
Well, it certainly made them target.
Yeah.
Target her.
No doubt.
For sure.
Well, you know, the whole thing that happened on January 6th with Trump, and they called it an insurrection, and then the FBI said, well, it's really not an insurrection. They keep using the term, though. Joe gets asked about every time there's a violent act in our country. Well, let's just go to the audio tape, shall we?
As President of the United States, I travel the world all the time. And other nations ask me, heads of state in other countries, ask me, what's going on? What in God's name happened on January 6th? What happened in Buffalo? What happened? They ask.
They just ask.
So where were you that they were asking you about Buffalo?
I know, because Buffalo just happened.
Right.
But they keep getting asked.
And they're
what's going on in your country?
Yeah.
January 6th, Buffalo. Ruby Ridge.
The border.
The border.
Right.
Similac.
What's with those?
Baby formula.
What's with those tunnels?
Wow.
All that fentanyl.
All those drugs.
And you know, this is what kills me. You know full well that was a blatant lie that he just told.
Yeah.
Beginning to end,
yeah.
He's being boisterous and, you know, I travel all over the world.
It's just Joe.
Let me put my sunglasses on. Look how cool I am.
I put it in front of the Pope.
Yeah.
I am awesome.
But you know these leaders are not going to ask those kinds
right.
of questions.
Right.
They're not going to do that. And guess why they're not going to do that? Because they have tact, taste.
They got, as
and they don't
some would
want,
say, koof.
They don't want, I mean, they wouldn't want those questions asked to them.
Sure.
It would be considered very, very poor manners to do that. And so, it, you know, that's why I cannot stand to listen to him.
Right.
Because you know half the stuff he's saying, he's either, you know, just blatantly lying for nefarious reasons, or he's just posturing.
Sure.
And that's what that was, for sure. Hey, let's talk about something more pleasant.
What's that, Janet?
There's a new TV franchise to Yellowstone.
Another one?
Mm-hmm.
This poor guy, what's his name, Taylor something? He's an ever-flowing river of creativity.
Ideas and, yeah.
It's amazing.
Well, Helen Mirren.
Okay.
And Harrison Ford.
No way.
Yes. Are going to be bringing their star power, and that's a lot of star.
Oh, that's a lot.
I love Helen Mirren. Mm-hmm. She's amazing. They will headline a Paramount series with the working title 1932.
Oh, so that's the in-between.
The origin story.
Okay.
Mirren and Ford are among the growing ranks of film actors who have added small screen projects to their resume as streaming services vie for subscribers with prestige projects and big names.
Yeah.
This is going to be set in the early 20th century, Mountain West, beset by drought and the Great Depression.
Yeah.
And it will debut in December.
Wow. I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
See, now I may have to... Gosh, I'm torn over.
See, I'm more excited about this one than I am the 1883.
Yeah.
I hope they'll be more historically accurate with this one. They did some things in 1883 that I just could not get behind.
Yeah,
I mean, they did stuff that would never have happened.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, calling your wife baby.
Right.
Nobody's going to do that in 1883. Mm-hmm. Wasn't even a term of endearment back then.
Mm-hmm.
So little things like that I got real nitpicky about. So I thought, you know what? For the good of everyone, I'm going to stop watching.
Wow. And it has improved the world.
It probably has, really. I have to do my part.
Well, you're doing your part right now.
It's time for Janet's 5 and Dine on the Morning Jam. Give her 5 minutes, and she'll give you some great inspiration for a delicious meal tonight.
Janet, you're feeding America. You're feeding at least Central Virginia.
That's right. And I can say biscuit and draw, y'all. 5 and Dine is brought to you by our friends at F&L Market. They're located on Memorial Avenue in Lynchburg, and they are cutting and grinding fresh meats every single day, working hard to keep their shelves stocked and their prices low so you can keep your budget in check. Make sure that you sign up to be a VIP customer. You can save lots of money that way. I've been trying to share some recipes that will lower that food budget.
Mm-hmm.
This one today is, well, they call it a lazy weekday meal. I'd say that's pretty accurate.
Okay.
It comes together really quickly, but it's so good. It's a spinach ricotta pasta bake, and it's pretty affordable, really. So you're going to start by cooking your pasta. Now, I like to use a penne. You can use whatever you want, a ziti, whatever. You're going to preheat your oven to 350 degrees. You're going to do your pasta sauce. You're going to add your pasta sauce ingredients to your container and mix it up. It's going to be extra virgin olive oil, 2 cloves of garlic. You're going to put in a regular can of just like spaghetti sauce.
Mm-hmm.
And then I like to add in some Italian mixed herbs, some dried chili flakes, the red pepper flakes, salt, pepper, and black pepper. It's just a way to elevate a pasta sauce and make it taste a little bit better. Cook your pasta for whatever it calls for, but take away like a minute because you're going to bake it again in the oven. And you're also going to hold back a little bit of cooking water after you drain that pasta. Mix your ricotta mixture together, and your ricotta mixture is going to be a large container of ricotta, some Parmesan cheese, a couple of garlic cloves, and then you're going to add in a whole package of frozen chopped spinach that you thaw and press out all the water, and then your mozzarella cheese, your salt and pepper, and then you mix that mixture with the pasta and then transfer it to a baking dish, top it with the sauce and then a little more cheese, loosely cover it with foil and bake it about 25 minutes. It's really delicious, and it's not too bad because your fat's coming from your cheeses.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting some spinach in there, and you serve it up with a salad, and dinner is served. It's kind of a lazy, easy meal, but it's really delicious and pretty versatile, too. You want to see it? Go to Facebook, type in Janet's Five and Dine. You'll find this recipe and all the recipes that we share, brought to you by F&L Market, where their meats are a cut above.
Before you fire up the coffee maker, turn on the Morning Jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
I come from a long line of Southern cooks, and one thing my mama always told me was ingredients matter. That's why I trust the experienced butchers at F&L Market, Lynchburg's only locally and family-owned independent grocery store. Their staff cuts and grinds fresh meats daily and will offer you the personal service you desire for everyday meals or special occasions. Get ready to grill with F&L Market. Fresh Boston butt roast is $1.99 a pound. Save on whole ribeye, $7.99 a pound, and slice for free. Family pack assorted pork chops are $2.49 a pound. Family pack split chicken breasts are $1.39 a pound. And F&L Market makes dinner easy with fresh made meatloaf made fresh every day, $4.99 a pound. Stop by F&L Market today, 2517 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. Their meat is a cut above.
The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.
So we had Baja salads for my wife's birthday last night.
Okay.
And two of those little mint Oreo ice cream things from Aldi.
Okay.
That was our ice cream cake fix. We're going to celebrate her birthday next week. So.
Okay. Too busy this week, huh?
Yeah. A little hectic. Plus, I was working on a playlist for some wedding I'm working on.
Oh, okay. All right.
And I have to say, she's got a rather eclectic...
I believe that.
Playlist.
I could see that.
Yeah.
I could see it being all over the place a little bit, but that can be fun.
Yeah, I think it's going to be fun.
Sometimes. So have you ever thought about, enjoying a restaurant so much that you end up getting a medal for it?
No, I have to admit, I've eaten at some places I really, really like, but not to that extent, no.
Right. Well, a Wisconsin man hit quite the milestone yesterday.
Okay.
His name is, hold on, let me see if I can find his name. Gorsk is his last name.
Gorsk, okay.
Don Gorsk.
Okay.
And he holds a place now in the Guinness Book of World Records, celebrating 50 years of eating a Big Mac nearly every day of his life.
Wow.
It was May 17th, 1972.
Oh, that's about when they came out, isn't it?
When he ordered his first Big Mac at a McDonald's restaurant. Since then, he has eaten a Big Mac almost every day of his life.
Wow.
On May 4th, 2018, he ate his 30,000th Big Mac.
Wow.
And became the first person to eat the most as recorded by the Guinness World Book of Records. He further solidified his record in 21. By reaching 32,672 Big Macs eaten in a lifetime.
Hmm.
He says that he only missed 8 days out of 50 years.
And he was probably sick or out of country or something,
I don't,
right?
I don't know.
Wow. I mean.
I got a comic somebody sent me saying I was going to die of a heart attack within 15,000 Big Macs.
Ah.
Heck, I'm over 30,000. I'm still alive. It's not really the food you eat. It's your lifestyle. If you're lazy, I probably would have gained a lot of weight, but I'm very active. I burn my calories off. He's pretty trim, really.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what he eats the rest of the time.
Right. I can remember the first time I had a Big Mac. I mean, it was a pretty exciting thing because it was so new. It was like I'd never had a hamburger like that before again.
If I'm honest, there are times that I still, because I don't eat hamburgers mm-hmm. very often. There's still times that I get excited about eating a Big Mac.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I like, if I'm going to eat one,
yeah.
and it's going to be, I'm really hungry, that's what I'm going to eat. Yeah. He's got a whole wall. Oh, I mean, there's like, you can see how all the boxes have changed.
Oh, okay.
Over time.
Yeah.
So some of them have the Monopoly things on them. Some of them,
yeah.
You know, or just the plain white with the Big Mac on it, which is probably the older ones, I'm guessing.
Okay, now I'm seeing
that's a lot of Big Macs.
Yeah, I'm seeing the picture of the guy. He is the true Mac Daddy.
I don't know that there's anything that I like enough that I could eat it every day for 50 years.
Well, true.
I think after a while it would lose its allure.
Wow, I mean it's kind of creepy. He's wearing like the McDonald's colors. With a pen and everything there.
Well, maybe he works for McDonald's. I don't know.
Could be.
Maybe that's why he was eating it every... It didn't mention that in the story. That would change things a little.
Well, notice he turned the cup in such a way that you would see that McDonald's is hiring. Right there on the cup it says, we're hiring. That's a great advertisement, actually.
Payola. Hey, Memorial Day is coming up.
Right.
Are you planning on going anywhere, guys? Are you going to be traveling? A lot of people are.
True.
Memorial Day weekend. They call it the unofficial start to summer, but heck, it's going to be 90-some degrees this weekend. So ready or not, here it comes. A lot of folks getting ready to drive to the beach.
Yeah.
And the cost to fill that tank up is... got to budget that in.
Well, yeah. Here's the thing. I know they released some of the reserves, which gave us, what, 2 days? 2, 3, 4 days, maybe?
It's just a drop.
And then it's going to cost us a fortune to fill those reserves back up at higher prices,
right,
of course.
Right.
But, you know, you do have the summer blends they talk about, and it's more expensive, blah, blah, blah. It's always about the demand, and the demand is going to be there. I mean, I think people are going to cut back. They're going to have to cut back, or they're going into debt, one of the two.
Well, AAA says that more than 40 million people are still expected to hit the road, skies, seas, and rails.
Mm-hmm.
Between spring break and Memorial Day, there's usually a lower demand for gas, which would help lower gas prices. But AAA says there's no sign of that this year.
Mm-hmm.
And it says a lot of people are frustrated. One man who was interviewed for this particular article
mm-hmm.
said he commuted from Lynchburg to Salem for work,
mm-hmm.
and he had to quit his job.
Really? He just couldn't afford to go?
It was costing him $300 a week.
Wow. Golly.
In gas.
Yeah.
So that's not good. I mean, I know for me, I feel it just because I'm not super close to work.
Right.
But I don't know. They say there are some tips on the AAA side if you're wanting to try to save money. Before you head out, it does help to get those apps to show you where the
gas
prices
buddy
are
and all that. Yeah.
It'll well, and there's even more. If you're a AAA member,
mm-hmm.
Shell has some things out there where you can save at the pump.
Mm-hmm.
So that might could help you. Also, checking to make sure your tires are properly inflated.
Yeah, that's true.
That can help.
The car doesn't have to work as hard.
Acceleration and deceleration waste fuel. Try to drive. Constant speed, avoid tailgating.
Does that mean don't race to the red light?
I'm just saying. I'm just putting it out there.
Just ease into that throttle a little bit. I have a story of an explosion that happened in my car the other day.
Oh, wow. And they say use cruise control.
Yeah, that does
when
help.
When you can.
Yeah, it's more consistent.
Yeah, my car is so full of wedding stuff.
Oh, I know.
I'm just afraid I'm going to hit the brakes and be decapitated by something.
Wow.
It's not good.
Can you unload
she
it?
She was taken out by a tray. An appetizer tray. It was tragic, really.
It was head over heels. There's no doubt about it.
Coming up, Bill Trevorrow is going to be bringing you some of the latest headlines. Thanks for joining us this morning on The Morning Jam.